Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God has revealed in His Word that He desires the prayers of His children. Oddly enough, one modernistic theologian said at Vanderbilt Divinity School that God needs our prayers. But that is a very foolish statement. God does not need our prayers. He knows what we need before we ask. We are the ones who benefit from our prayers. Does that mean that prayer can change things? Please listen to James. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5:16. That last sentence in the Greek reads, "The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effects." If God wants us to pray to Him, and there is no doubt about it, has He given rules for acceptable prayer? James gives at least three rules. Our prayers must be in faith, nothing wavering. James 1:16. James urges Christians not to ask amiss. James 4:3. The Greek in that verse literally reads, "Do not ask from base or evil motives." Our prayers must be effectual and fervent, and must proceed from a heart which is trying to please God. James 5:16. Christ's Sermon on the Mount also provides some guidelines for our prayers being heard. Our personal private prayers are not to be offered while standing in public places where we can be seen and be honored for our holiness. Matthew 6:5. Instead, we are to enter into some private place, close the doors, and pray to our Father in secret. Our Father who sees in secret will reward us openly. Matthew 6:6. God's people are not to pray like the heathen do. And how do they pray? "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking." Matthew 6:7. Incidentally, the word heathen in the King James Version really means Gentiles. That is the way most versions render the Greek. Through the ages, there have been people all over the world who believe they can influence God's attitude toward them if they use certain words or formulas. If they repeat certain phrases long enough, God will get tired of hearing them ask for what they want and give it to them. Or they cry and scream until their prayers are answered. I can understand why pagan people who have no access to the Word of God might reason in such a fashion. But how could Christians ever be that ignorant of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? My friends, He wants to bless us more than we want the blessing. We do not have to cry and beg and plead with God. One of the strangest sights I have ever witnessed was the old-fashioned mourner's bench. Men and women used to go to the mourner's bench and cry and beg God to save them. Sometimes their friends and neighbors would join them, and they too would beg God to save those who were at the mourner's bench. Is that what occurred on the day of Pentecost, or in Samaria, or at the house of Cornelius? In every one of these cases, those who heard the gospel and wanted to be saved were simply told to obey the Lord and He would save them. Ananias said to Saul, "Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. God wants to save everyone who wants to be saved. We do not have to beg. We simply have to comply with His glorious plan of salvation. At least, that was what people did in the book of Acts. Has God changed His method of saving men today? If we approach the throne of God willing to abide by His will, He will hear our prayers and answer them. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God richly bless you.